Among the people hit hardest by Reno's affordable housing crunch are the city's lowest income residents. Rising rents are often pushing people out of apartments or motels and onto the street. But now, in downtown Reno, there's a project to create a new safety net. Reno Public Radio's Jacob Solis has the story.
Right off State Street, tucked in between railroad tracks and the highway, is a long strip of land. It's rocky and industrial. Bushes grow here and there, and there are a few signs that say, warning, petroleum pipeline. But in the next couple of months, Jim Frommer says that's all going to change.
There'll be two 50-unit buildings right here, and then about 20 yards in front of us will probably be the communal area, a pet area. We're going to have a fire pit, kind of a communal space.
Frommer chairs the Community Foundation of Western Nevada. Working with the city and a number of local groups and companies, the foundation is spearheading a unique kind of affordable housing project, dorms. By August, they will be placing prefabricated units shipped in from Wyoming on land formerly owned by the city.
This will not be like living in, I'll just pick on Southwest Reno. This will be $400 a month, a place though that is safe, warm, and dry, and you have to take it for what it is.
The dorms will be small, but are meant to provide the working poor an alternative to homelessness or spiking downtown rents.
Nobody should be living on the streets. Nobody should be sleeping on the rivers. Nobody should be sleeping in alleyways. I don't care who you are. You need a place to call home.
That was Pat Cashel, Regional Director of Volunteers of America, the organization managing the project. Cashel says he doesn't expect the $400 rent to go up anytime soon, a rarity in a state with no rent controls. Bundled with that rent will be a number of planned services meant to help people move into permanent housing.
And if we can move these people through, get them on their feet, get them the counseling they need, get them to the doctors, and get them to see housing specialists, employment specialists, and get them back on their feet, get them a bank account, then that's a success.
These dorms will serve largely one group, the extremely low income. These are people who are employed but making minimum wage or working multiple part-time jobs. According to the National Low Income Housing Coalition, there are just 15 affordable units for every 100 extremely low-income renters in Nevada. It's the worst ratio in the nation. The next worst state, California, has 22 per 100. J.D. Klippenstein is the executive director of ACTION, a local social justice advocacy group. He says many low-income or fixed-income renters are forced to turn to weekly motels, which don't require a deposit. But even there, rents are still pricey, sometimes near $1,000 a month.
You kind of get trapped. You're never able to build up or save up enough to get out. And even though there's a lot of the folks we work with, a lot of the people, part of their story is like, I know one day I'm going to get myself out of here. But many of them have been there for years.
Klippenstein says renters will often double up with each other, sometimes spending all of their paychecks up front, leaving no discretionary income for the rest of the month. And their living conditions range from perfectly fine to unhealthy to sometimes even dangerous. But getting out is easier said than done.
The waiting lists on affordable housing or subsidized housing in our community are, you know, off the charts. So even if someone were to get on a list to try to get into affordable housing that's subsidized, that's standardized, they'd have to wait quite some time.
But not everyone thinks the dorm project is the right fix. Speaking at a KUNR affordable housing forum, Eric Novak of the Praxis Consulting Group criticized similar proposals to the dorms, including tiny homes and a project that would use shipping containers as housing.
I see projects like this, and it's almost like giving up, that it's not housing. It's an emergency situation. And some of these are barely humane.
Klippenstein says he can see the reservations some people might have about a shared living space, but he also says desperate times call for creative solutions.
I think they would act as a good safety net. I should preface that with, we have almost no safety net as is, so anything is better than nothing.
He says the dorms are a good first step, though more will need to be done at the regional level if Reno expects the housing crisis to end anytime soon. For now, the project appears to have the momentum it needs to get off the ground. Jacob Solis, Reno Public Radio News.